We believe that journalists play a very, very important role in catalyzing public opinion and in driving and seeking public opinion, but also in influencing, whether it's directly or indirectly. And it's a very important mobilizing voice. And what we want to address is to see what kind of role can media play? And also, very importantly, how can Indigenous peoples be involved in this?
What will happen specifically on this day at headquarters?
We will have a panel discussion with a number of panelists who are from mainly Indigenous journalists themselves, from Ecuador, for instance, from Norway, and we'll also have a panelist from UNESCO. But what's also going to be interesting is that we're going to have a moderator this time, and this is going to be Miss Amy Stretton, who is an Indigenous woman herself, an Indigenous journalist, and very dynamic young woman.
And earlier you mentioned that it's important to have the media educate their public about Indigenous issues, but also to have Indigenous journalists also creating media. And I wonder if you can speak further on that.
Yes. It's, as we say, for the one of the main reasons why we chose this theme is that when you have media, it's a two-way, or let's say three-way. Because you have the journalists who will be reporting on Indigenous issues. You'll also have the Indigenous journalists who may be reporting for mainstream media, but may also be doing it for Indigenous-specific activities or whatever. And then you have other forms of communication that the Indigenous peoples are using. So we want to draw in all these elements together so that you have a broad picture of what it is, one, for the Indigenous peoples to portray themselves across. And for this, we've also asked for videos to be sent in from our partners around the world, which we will be screening throughout the week. And we will also have some video messages sent in. But one of the main reasons for this is that often we find that when it is with the media portraying Indigenous peoples, this can be sometimes done in a way that does not reflect their true characteristics specifically or accurately. And in some cases, it may not be exactly respectful of their identity. And this is something that we wanted to address. And one of the things that we want to do during this International Day is to ensure that there is great awareness of the Declaration, which upholds the rights of Indigenous peoples. I was speaking the other day with some of UN journalists, and I was relaying back to them one of the comments that we often receive, that for Indigenous peoples to be on the front lines, you have to be killed. And I think that's a very drastic statement to make, or a drastic perception. And we would like to address that and see that when Indigenous peoples are portrayed in media, it's not only the bad things that are happening. It also shows the good things, the best practices, the achievements, the successes, and how Indigenous peoples are actually using media to portray themselves and to portray to others how they want to be portrayed